everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers.
So let's get started.
So today we're going to talk about friendship. It's hard to weigh a friendship to decide if it's worth keeping or not. It can feel like a betrayal, and it can make you feel bad for even letting that thought cross your mind. Your friends are your chosen family, the people you choose to have in your life. But when you let people get close to you and you're close to them, it can be hard not to be emotional about the relationship when you're at a place where you recognize that things are changing or they've changed. Today, we're going to talk with Queen S about changes in friendship. So Queen S, introduce yourself.
Hi, lovely people. My name is Stephanie. I'm a wife and mother of two teenage boys. And currently I serve as the Director of Education and Career Services in a nonprofit agency that works with individuals with legal system involvement. So I particularly work with our young adults in providing their education and employment services. So getting some GEDs to our young people who did not traditionally finish high school and getting them job ready and ready for the workforce and their career paths that they're on. So I'm pleased to be here with you ladies today.
Thank you for coming. Yay!
Yay! Thank you for being here, Queen S. Can you tell us about how you know Queen H? Give us a juicy one.
Well. That's my girl. We went to undergrad together at St. John's University and met our sophomore year. And I feel like have been two peas in a pod ever since sophomore year. Funny stories, you know, we had a spring break trip to the Bahamas, and you know, my girl is very random at times. And what I can say is, as predictable as she can be unpredictable too. And we had a good time in the sun, you know, a little jet ski off to a private island situation. But, you know, we found her. She got back. All jokes aside, she has been one of my closest friends through, I think, pivotal points in your life, right? Going to college, being in your 20s. Transitioning from late teenager to your early 20s is a really important time. And I think Queen H has always been one of those people I could count on. You know, I'm a mom of a almost 15 and 17 year old. So she be holding it down with me on my parenting journey with the babies. And, you know, she's just been a rock. So it's my girl.
Oh, I love to hear that. That's Black love. Okay. One time for the relationship, because y'all know if y'all listen to the show, I ain't got none. I cannot be bothered. Anyway, so welcome, Queen S. So thank you for telling us a little bit about you and the field that you're in. You know, friendships are so valuable and important, which is kind of what you were saying not too long ago, especially with women in these times, right? What would you say are three things that you look for in a friendship?
Ah, that's a good one. I think honesty, loyalty, and I guess commitment is the word that's come into my mind, but in the essence of, you know, some understanding that we locked in and we gonna be here for a while, and that takes different shapes and form over time, and you know, to be on that journey with a person. So just committed to the relationship and committed to the friendship. Honesty is huge for me because, as Queen H knows, we're honest with each other. So I don't need somebody to tell me, you know, everything I want to hear. I want somebody to be like, are you wildin'? I don't understand what's happening. Now also understand that I might go cool and do what I want to do anyway, but not hold that against you. But I will speak my piece, but we still have the understanding that we rock out for each other regardless of if we have a difference of opinion on what should happen or, you know, how somebody's moving or whatever.
I agree. Queen P, I know you talk about you don't have any relationships, but you do. We don't decipher that. What are some things you look for in friendship? Okay, let's talk about that.
Well, you know, considering I was born under a particular sign, loyalty is everything. From the time I say loyalty, y'all know what sign I am. Loyalty is everything. And, you know, because historically relationships have been challenging, I've struggled with maintaining friendships because sometimes I don't think that they're that valuable to me, right? I'm very introverted. So I struggle with that. But I do think that loyalty is super important. If we're going to be doing this, we need to be locked in, like Queen S said. But also, can I trust that you'll be locked in? I've had really negative relationships, which is why they're disposable for me. I'm like, uh-oh, paper plate. You got a hole in you? I'm out. Trash for your ass. Okay? Trash for your ass. You're not going to be in here ruining all my groceries and ting. The plate is not working. The plate has to go. Okay?
I'm taking that line with me.
We be having all kind of sayings.
All kind of thing. Because I cannot be bothered. And so because trust has been an issue in the past, I'm just like, I'm good on it. But I will say this, Queen H, the people that I do consider friends now in my life that I've kind of worked on my skill set and recognize that people are not as disposable as I make them. I appreciate everybody who's in my life. Real talk. Like, I'm not going to call you, but I'll text during Christmas. Y'all know, because that's my season. You know what I mean? I'll holler at the kid or birthday and ting. I'll do that. That's as much as you might get. But no, I love you like cook food. If you need something, call the kid and I'll be there.
You know, as you were talking, something funny came up. It's like, I was thinking, you know, people have conversations a lot on romantic relationships and how you should maneuver in romantic relationships. But for me and my thought process, I'm like, relationships are just relationships, regardless of if it's romantic or friendship or whatever. So I'm like, those same things you need for your mate, your man, your whoever, is the same things you need for like your girlfriends, right? For your friends. Like, you have to communicate. You have to be willing to push through stuff. Every day ain't gonna be sunshine and roses. And you have your boundaries, you have your limits, you have things that people need to respect. And, you know, as we're getting older, what I found is like these things become a little bit more firm and we become more firm in who we are, so we know what we're seeking. But, you know, the same nurturing you do when you're like, oh, you want to get married or you're in a long committed relationship is like the same nurturing you got to do with your friends too. You don't let that go. But I think where we get stuck is like we think that like there won't be a bad day or there won't be hiccups or there won't be like, just because, you know, that's my girl, like there won't be just like every day just gonna be happy and you're happy with your friends all the time. And it's just like, no, same way you get mad because your man put the shirt over here and it belongs in the hat, but whatever you get upset about, something trivial like that could, you know, you get upset with your friends over.
I agree. We talk about friendship all the time. You know, Pia and I have had many a talk, and Queen S and I definitely have talked about friendship because there have been some things that happened with friends and other friends and, you know, even between us, right? But I think the biggest thing is if you can have dialogue, there is room for understanding, right? Dialogue, courage and compassion are important in any relationship that you have. Because like you both said, listen, somebody gonna piss you off. And some people are short-tempered, some people are a little slow to aggravate, right? I'm more of on the quick side. So little things get me. So I know that about myself. I feel like Queen S is on the slower to aggravate side. She's more patient. There's some things she's patient about. I'd be like, girl, you're a saint. Because I'm like, I'd have been like, doop, doop, cut it off real quick. And there's some things that, you know, she'd be quick about. I'd be like, girl, what, you mad about that? So I think, you know, part of the friendship is not just your relationship with others, but your relationship to yourself, right? Because how can you expect anything from anyone when you don't know yourself at all, right? And so that's part of your relationship with others. And I think that goes into the discussion we'll have further, but you know, that just came up. So I know Queen P, you had other questions, but I just, you know, jumped in there for a second. So go ahead. Sorry, girl.
Girl, you ain't got to apologize. You know what came up for me when you were saying like compassion and those things? Comprehension came up for me. Because you could talk to people all the time and there's something missing. And you're like, wait, but I communicated that to you. And so knowing yourself and knowing what you need is top tier. And also knowing how to communicate to the person that you're communicating to and what they need to, like how you need to say things. Sometimes you got to change the delivery for them to receive the message. So that came up for me as you were saying. So Queen S, we talked about things that you look for in friendships, relationships, because you really were hitting the nail on the head with that. You're absolutely right. Friendships are relationships. Do you have non-negotiables? Like if I rolled up in your life and was like, girl, let's be friends. Let's see how it goes. Right. What would you be like? Nah, she's wild. Like, what are your non-negotiables?
Well, first of all, I'm like, I don't know if anybody rolling up on me like, let's be friends. Cause there's some assessments that happen before we throw that word out there. But I think what I cannot do is like lying. So clearly as you're building a friendship, you get to see certain things, or even as you're listening to somebody, right? And when you start realizing like, something don't add up, or like, well, you said this the other day. So maybe somebody was telling you a story, but now they're saying something and that doesn't link up, or just like even paying attention to behaviors or things that come out. And it seems like, oh, this person seems a little shaky. Like I can't do lying. And when I feel like you're lying about small things, it makes me feel like then you'll lie about something really, really big. And that then ties back into like trust for me. So like, if I can't trust you, I don't really know what we're doing here. And then if something is making me feel like I can't be myself, like whether I either have to like curb my words or I just can't show up like me, not interested in that energy either. So if I feel like something is not aligning with me, allowing me to be myself, like I'm not interested in being around that person or that space or whatever it is. So I think like honesty or like, right, not lying and having a space that like I can be authentic in, I'm not negotiating on those two things. Like, it's cool. We could be acquaintances. I take my friends very seriously in using that term, because just the way that I move, like they eventually are like family to me. I don't think I have one that exists where like they don't know other people connected to my life. They don't know my parent, my kids, right? Like they become connected. So like, if I can't do those things, if I can't trust you, I can't be me, then you're definitely not going to get into that sphere with me. And then I kind of feel like, then what are we doing here? Like, I don't need 50,000 acquaintances. Like, I could be good with my five friends and call it a day. Like, I don't need the extra.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, for me, a non-negotiable is flakiness, right? If you don't want to do something, just say you don't want to do it. If you are flaky, and you flake several times, then you cut off. I'm never going to ask you to do anything again. Now, I think if, let's say, something comes up and you can't make it, and then we have a conversation about it, that's one thing, right? But you can't say you're going to do something or be somewhere and you never go. And every time I ask you, you ain't doing it. I'm sorry. If you flaky, we can't be friends. Because my thing is, how can I trust that you will show up for me when I need you? If you can't do a minor thing, how are you going to do a major thing? You know, just be honest about where you are. And I think that we keep talking about honesty, but honesty is really where it needs to be. So if there's anything the opposite of honesty, that's a non-negotiable when it comes to friendship. So,
you know, as you were speaking, what came up too, I think realizing that maybe today what I look for is different than at 20, what I was looking for. And something that I look for is not necessarily like-mindedness, but I think like a share of values to a certain point. So I'm not going to rock with somebody who doesn't value honesty or who doesn't value trust or who doesn't value those things. I'm starting to recognize that today of like, that's where my hiccups begin, is like when I'm not aligned with someone with a similar value set of certain tenants or what Queen H, you call them, your principalities. Like, if we don't got the same principalities, I don't know, again, where we go with this, because something grounds us at the end of the day. And I think, like, when you have those disagreements, that's the thing that grounds you at the end of the day. But if that ain't on the same page, then I think I've become more firm in that as I've gotten older. It's just like, I'm not changing my principalities. That was a good word, by the way.
I absolutely love that word. I appreciate you for sharing that, Queen. As you know, I ain't got much to add to that non-negotiable piece, because everything, I'm like, I'm not talking to you. Get out of my face. So what do you seek to offer or provide to someone else as a friend?
Ooh, well, I'm going to be your honesty cookie here. So I am going to say, like, yes, that makes sense. Or I think you're bugging a little bit. I will do that. And like, I'm always down for someone. I think once you are in my inner circle, my core, like, I'm there for you. I will show up however I can, and that you need. And like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not. So it's like, whatever we do, and we're doing this, and we're doing this together. But I do think that, like, I'll be honest with folks of, you know, or offering different perspective on, like, looking at a situation and stuff like that. But more importantly, like, I'm here. I think my friend circle, these people have been around for quite some time. So you're stuck with me a little bit, unless you decide to discard me, then that's your loss.
I think that is a good lead up to the question that I have, because, you know, it's true. Like, I can look at some of my relationships and see the longevity, and I see other ones where it died before it can get to the longevity part, right? And so we are human beings, and if there's a connection with someone, sometimes you can pick up on things that change in the relationship if you're really connected, right? And sometimes the changes are good, and sometimes they're not so good. So can you tell us when you feel it's time to end a friendship? And if, right, and if you can tell, or you can tell if it's just a small rough patch, or it's just there's a long rough patch.
Something that I have grown to be proud of myself with is like trusting my gut. And there is some little person inside of me that knows something. So I know by that little voice, that little gut feeling, sometimes there's this is a disagreement. Man, this is sitting on my like soul. This is bugging me to the point, right? That's driving me to be like, reflect on this situation, think about the situation, have dialogue about the situation, you know, like work through that, because something in you is saying like, this isn't right. Whatever, you know, the hiccup is, the situation is, it's leaving me this persistent feeling that something just isn't settled in my soul. The friendships I've disconnected with, I do not have that feeling. Whatever the circumstance was, I do not have that back feeling of like, oh man, I could have, you know, responded differently, or, you know, I think about it and reflect and realize like, all right, this is where, you know, a different option could have been had to move in a different way. So I tend to guide my like little voice or that gut feeling that I have of like, is it time to let go or not, based off of like, what is that feeling that is producing in me? because I know something's driving me internally, that means that it's something that's, not to say that the other way wasn't important to me, but it's important for me to come up off of what I think I'm on. And if I think I'm right, or if I think I'm whatever vibes I'm in, to come up off of that and get in there and do the work to get to some resolution. If I don't feel that way, I've had somebody tell me like they couldn't be my friend anymore because I wasn't showing up for them. And I was like, hey, can you give me examples of that? And it was like examples of, right, me not doing certain things. But at that time, what was happening in my life was I became a mother for the first time. So, right, like, so me as a mother for the first time, I'm no longer your girl to call or go out randomly. I'm no longer your person to go to the club. Like, there's certain things that for my life changed my availability and what I could offer at that time, right? Like, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. And you talking to me about, like, I'm not as available for you anymore. And that person was like, I don't want to be your friend, essentially. And I was like, okay. It bothered me because I was like, damn, this person don't want to be my friend anymore. But as I sat with that, I wasn't bothered by it because I did not feel like that person was seeing me and my needs, right, on the other side of it. Like, those are valid. You might have been feeling that from me, but there's context to what was going on. And my context at the time was a new mom. So if you have an issue with that, then I don't know how you could be cool with me, because I'm sorry to tell you, as I stepped into that stage of life, that now becomes my like priority and my number one. So if you can't understand that, then we're back to again, like, then yeah, we don't need to be in this situation, because you're never going to understand that choice I will always ultimately make. Like, sorry, shorty, I'm not going with you on a random night out, because I'm gonna be like, hold this baby real quick, I'm in the streets, you know. No, not doing that. But that also shed light for me on like how that person thought or was moving at the time of like, all right, I guess this isn't gonna work, because you can't grow with me as I am entering a new chapter, a new phase in my life. And like I mentioned with, you know, Queen H earlier, that never changed, right? It was like, this our baby now. Like you embraced that new chapter. You didn't make me feel a way about it. You embraced like, okay, cool. Guess we got a kid. or you need to go outside. Let me come watch the baby. Go do what you got to do. She'll babysit. She'll come through and hold these kids down. And being seen in that way was important. So like, yeah, when that friendship dissolved, it was just like, I didn't feel any kind of way about it because I didn't feel seen in that moment to try to preserve it and walk a different path.
I'm so glad you shared that, Queen S, you know, because so much of what you said resonated with me, resonated for me. When someone is your friend, right, the expectation is that they care about what's happening in your life and they're not just looking at what's going on in theirs and what they may lose as a result of things that change, because life is always going to be lifing. And how interesting, you know, that's somebody I would discard it, obviously, because I discard everyone, but specifically around that, like, what do you mean? You don't, did you not see me at 9 months? You ain't see how big, you ain't see how juicy all this was? Wait, what happened? You think it was just going to come out and do what? Raise a tail? People are ridiculous. And I'm so glad you were like, you know what? Let me go ahead and cut my ties, because this is not someone who's even really valuable past a certain point in my life, you know. So I'm glad that you didn't feel a way about having to make that choice, because ultimately that was the best thing for you. I mean, friendships are supposed to be, at least in my mind, there's supposed to be a level of reciprocity and a level of support that goes both ways, because everybody comes from somewhere. And like we talked about before, friends are people you choose to become your family. And for people to keep choosing themselves on top of this relationship that's supposed to be equally meaningful says a lot about a person. You know, for me, one of my non-negotiables is integrity. Integrity is everything for me. Like, I see you moving funny. Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna go ahead. The trash is right close by. The trash bin is very close by. Queen H, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, S knows me very well. And S knows that I cut somebody off the principalities. You ain't even got to do nothing to me. you do something to my friend. And I'm like, oh, that's how you move. So if you move with her like that, what you gonna do to me? Not, you gotta go. And they will still be talking to the person, but I'm done. I am done. I've been there, I've done that, and I will continue to do that. I'm deadly serious about friendships, right? And I think that's what we're conveying here, right? No matter what. But I think the biggest thing, and just going back to what do I bring to a friendship, I try to bring acceptance. Acceptance for what's going on. Once I understand who you are as a person, I'm good with it, right? Like, this is it. I accept where I may not speak to you every day. Your life has changed, right? You got married. Okay, I don't expect to be with you all the time. You got a husband or you got a wife. Okay, I'm good with that. But who are you at your core, right? And if I feel something has changed, I'm going to be like, what's up with that? I feel like, and ask you a question so that I can understand. And I know that, you know, I don't feel a way about it. But I think the problem is, right, when we're talking about rough patches, is that there's a lack of communication, right, about how you feel and what's going on. Everybody is functioning in their own feeling and then not being able to say, okay, I wonder what my friend is feeling. That was your good, good friend, but you don't even want to ask your good, good friend how they were feeling, right? And I think everybody's guilty of it. I have a best friend. There was a period of time where we definitely had a rough patch because everything she said to me and did to me got on my motherfucking nerves, okay? And it bothered me because I was just like, it's too much. I don't like it, right? Finally, one day, I just had a conversation with her. I don't like when you do this, right? And make me feel this way. And then she had a conversation with me about it. And then we were able to reconnect in a different way. We all change, right? I think people have to accept that people change. Give you a prime example. Queen S mentioned we went to the Bahamas College and Queen H was wilding out a little bit. I had a good time, okay? So back then when I was young, you know, I've always been well-developed in the chestuses, in the backside. And people have a tendency to, you know, want to touch my stuff, okay? Not in a bad way, but, you know, fun way, tap, you know, do this, do that. And when I was younger, it was funny. We could do that, whatever like that. As I got older, I really didn't like that. Like, stop touching me. Don't do it. I don't like it. This is my personal stuff. And also, it was uncomfortable for me, right? I'm not playing like that anymore, right? And I had a friend that at first did not understand that and would do that all the time. And it pissed me off because I'm like, I don't do that. So you have to understand when people grow and evolve and change. And I think what happens, why they say that the friends you meet in college are the friends that you'll have for a long time is because sometimes the friends that you have from childhood, it's almost like your family. They're not willing to accept the changes that you have made or how you have grown. They see you as little H, little S, little P, right? Instead of seeing you, or like princess, instead of now you're queen, right? Like, this is where we are. And where your friends who meet you older, they have to just accept where you are, right? This is what I bring you. This is where it's at, right? And so I think if you're talking about long-lasting friendships, just like relationships, right? Your husband, your wife, whoever, you evolve throughout that relationship. So you have to be able to accept where that person is right now. And so I think for me, that's my biggest thing is we'll always accept it. Where are we at, right? When I met P, P's like, I ain't got no friends. I said, okay, you ain't got no friends. So I ain't gonna force you to be my friend. First of all, I don't force nobody to be my friend. I got 70,000 friends. I don't want no extra, but I always end up picking people up. So whatever. Then over time, we understood. So we can say we friends now, even though she says she ain't got no friends. She my friend. But I also understand her personality. So I understand we're not talking every day, but when we do talk, we're going to talk good. I understand that she's a private person. So I don't ask her no questions about her business. She volunteered what she want to volunteer. And I received that. And I volunteer what I want to volunteer. And that's where it's at, right? I accept that. But do I think that she loves me as a friend? I do think so, right? I know that. Like, there's no question about it, right? So I think people have to begin to see the person in front of them. Where is their heart? Where are they? Don't make the person be something else. That's where you get a issue, right?
I appreciate you saying that, Queen H, because I would absolutely ride. Okay? Like Queen S was saying, yo, what we got in the trunk? What's popping out here? What we need to, who are we rolling up on? Okay? And you're absolutely right. Like, adult, it's interesting. It's so hard to make friends in a particular demographic, right? Fresh out the gate. Like I was saying to Queen S, suppose I was to roll up, you know, you were like, oh, people ain't really rolling up. It's hard to make friends. But I think college is the best time to make friends because we're all changing. We're all trying to figure out that space, that adolescent, kind of not adolescent, early adulthood. You know, we're going through all these developmental things all at once, you know? And so I appreciate the changes that you guys have had in your relationship because I can imagine, honey, that story about the Bahamas got me thinking about my Bahamas trip. And I'm like, wait, did I see y'all out there? But I'm not going to go there. Okay. So have you had the experience of outgrowing friendships? Clearly you have. Clearly it sounds like both of you have, and y'all know I have. So when you outgrow the relationship, were those relationships you chose to end or chose to keep? Like, do you find yourself still in relationship with someone or an entity that you're like, I'm gonna let you hang around, but I'm beyond where you can take me? Right? You're not meeting my emotional needs for friendship. We're not connected in a particular place, but because I know you from long time, from princess time, we're still going to rock. You know what I mean? Are you still, do you find yourself in that experience? Either of you ladies?
If you can see faces, that is what my laughing is about. Yes, I think I'm currently there in a situation. And I think, you know, it's a little bit of mixture of what Queen H was talking about before of, you know, sometimes when you've known people for a really long time, your entire life, family, they view you in a certain light and can't update the program and the operating system to who you are today and not like who you are when you were five or whatever. So definitely in a rough patch of that relationship. And I think it's like full transparency. If this was a friend or a external person, it would definitely be a terminated situation, I think. I think because it's not, it leaves for a larger thing to be looming, right? So you can't just detach per se, but definitely like the relationship is in a strained place where I do think that I'm not being seen for who I am. I think I'm being seen in whatever lens of generational trauma, to be honest with you, that exists. So I'm being looked at through that. And I think what makes it difficult is that motherhood has put me in a very purposeful lane of asking myself a lot of difficult questions around family and why. And that's where I am for more so my kids and to be a better person and to create a different type of space, a space that I would say that I don't think I had. So, you know, that's my lane and my thought and kind of does not match up where that person is in life. So the relationship that was once like Ace Boon Coon and tight like a whatever is like not anymore because, you know, just can't view in a different lens. Like we're still looking at stuff in an old lens and not kind of understanding my principalities and not, you know, looking at stuff from a two-way street, but more looking at stuff on this only my side type viewpoint. And that again, I will be the first person to tell you that I could argue you down when I'm ready, right? And not trying to hear nothing if you got to tell me something. But I am the same person who, like, I'm doing that in this moment, but I could walk away and be like, you know what, Queen Age, I thought about what you said 2 weeks ago, and this is what I did with that information. I might not give you it in the moment, because in the moment I'm hot and I just don't want to do it. But I still could do that. And I think when I don't get, again, we talked about reciprocity, when that's not coming back to me and we can't reflect and we can't do things, then again, I'm in the zone of like, what is the purpose of this? And not in a transactional way, but like, again, the purpose, like, what is the attachment? What am I doing with someone who can't see me, who can't understand me, who can't look at me in a light that, one, I'm trying to work on myself to look at myself in a certain kind of light and do that internal work. And then I have all of these other people who can see me in that light. Like, what's going on here that you can't see me in that light? And, you know, right now, this, I don't know what you would call the status of the situation. If it's a on pause, I don't know what it is, to be very honest with you. It's not cut, because again, being related makes it very difficult to just dry cut. But I don't know. So some kind of ice or pause or something there. There's something there that's just not, it's in the stalemate. I don't know what it is, but.
It's confusion. That's what it is. That's what it's confusion. And I know the situation you talk about. I won't even speak what I think, but I think people in confusion, that's what it is. I can say that I too have a relationship with a friend that I've had for a long time that I feel that I love her dearly, and this is the loyalty in me, but we have outgrown each other, right? I've outgrown the relationship, and there's a number of reasons why. However, I still keep the relationship because I know that I provide support, right, for her. And not in a way that diminishes me or depletes me or diminishes her. But I know that she loves me genuinely. But some of the things that I need, she cannot give me because she can't give it to herself. So I resign myself to being, regardless of what, this is my friend to the end, right? She was there when my mom died. That's how long this friendship was. So she understands that loss. She's had a lot of loss herself. So at the end of the day, that's still going to be my friend, right? But for the most part, if a relationship, if I outgo a relationship, they gone. They gone. That's it. Like, I mean, I had a good friend that I met from college. I loved her. You know, she had babies. She had a loss of a mother, but she didn't know how to be a friend. She want to be all up in your business, but she don't want to tell you a thing about a very secretive, very, and that made me very nervous because it's like, why you want to know all about me now? See, this is when you talk about being born under a sign. I'm born under a sign that's suspicious of everybody. Okay. We like to keep our secret secret, okay, all the time. We like to be elusive. So that gives you the sign I'm in. If you don't know, read your horoscopes, learn about it. But we're very loving and loyal to the core. But if something don't sit right, we like, nah, kid. Because if I have to get back at you, I'm getting back at you and I'm going deep. And I don't want to do that. I love people, right? I like to love. I'm a lover at heart, right? So yeah, I think that is common to have some, but I think you still have to take an inventory of the relationship, because if it diminishes you and diminishes the person, there's no point in keeping it, right? My inventory of the relationship I said before was, it's not diminishing me, right? It's not. And it's a support to her. It's a support to her child. That's my goddaughter. Right. And ensuring that she knows that there is someone on her mom's side that loves her regardless. Right. So that's always going to be my friend. We just not where we were because we just outgrew certain things. Right. So, yeah, that's sad.
It is. And like something was resonating with me while you were speaking about, you know, I think sometimes too, we try to put everybody and cluster everybody in the same lane, right? Like, I know my people that I'm calling for some advice. That list is shorter than the list of total wins that I have, because you understand people's different dynamics, right? So like, when I need the check, like, am I bugging? That list of people that I'm calling for that ain't the full list of folks. And I think sometimes we get trapped in, right? Like, you can have friends still, but maybe they're not the closest, or maybe they don't get all the pieces, or maybe they don't get that deep, dark stuff, right? And that's also okay, because there are folks that, like, yeah, this is like my socializing folks. And then there's folks who's like, oh man, I need to get introspective and deep, and I want to like reflect and talk about the generational stuff and work through that journey. I'm working through that journey with everybody that I know and that's in my circle. That gets there because I need somebody who can like also process and also reflect. So I think you can have like different levels, different stages of friends, but similarly to Queen H, like if it's done, it's done. And I was thinking, like, as you were speaking, like, well, what's making me hold on? And I know I said it's like being related, but I think it comes back to that value. Like, family is a huge value for me, so I'm not willing to just walk away, right? As again, if this was somebody that I met at some point in my life, I could, but it is a value that's there. But I am very clear in understanding, like, this situation is strained, and where I think 10 years ago I might have not had words and might have just like ridden in awkward silence somewhere, I articulated, like, this is strange and this is damaged, and that's all I got for you today. This is strange, this is damaged, that's where I'm at. And reflect on that till there's another conversation or something that needs to be had. But that is where it is. And again, it's sad and hurtful if I'm honest, but that little gut person that I told y'all about earlier, she ain't acting up. She's not racing to the gate to try to do something. She's just like, yeah, I think you're good, sis. Like, so I'm also listening to her and respecting that of like not trying to do something that, you know, is going against whatever my gut is telling me. So I'm riding out in some kind of holding pattern. I don't know what will come out. Maybe I'll give y'all an update if there's an update. What happens?
You know, the good thing about patterns and trends is that there's always space and opportunity for interruption, right? Just like any other cycle, there's always space and opportunity. Whoops, not as the tear in the fabric, right? You never know. Sometimes things will come to a head, sometimes they won't. Relationships with family are challenging. And I hear grief from you ladies, and I appreciate you guys being vulnerable and sharing that with us, because we need to hear that. You know, relationships are not easy, and they're not always super, super difficult either. But when things change, there is a loss for whatever that change is. Sometimes the change look like you're going in the garbage, and sometimes it look like, you know what, let me put some distance for my safety and yours. Let me go ahead and make some space, because somebody going to die in here today. And before we have to go down to the funeral, let's go ahead and take a break. Sometimes it be like that. So, H, I think you had the last question.
Yeah. So, you know, with technology, and I think we spoke about this in another episode, social media and all of these things, I think, affect relationships now, right? And how we form relationships now. So creating new relationships in this new age can be hard. The digital age has caused us to think and respond differently to certain situations. So when exploring new friendships, what are some things people should consider, or what are things that you consider?
Ooh, well, I have to say that I just keep saying I don't play very well in the digital age. I'm glad I got shacked up before all of this took off, because I'd just be out here by myself, because I don't know how to have this conversation with you all the time, Queen H. Like, I couldn't survive. There's something about me that's very old school that needs like a sit down how whatever the first interactions of however you meet people, random conversation at the bar, whatever it is, like I still need that. So I probably will say that I have yet to meet a virtual friend. Granted, there are some influencers that I feel like are friends in my head because they respond back to me when I DM them. So like those people I would really like to meet in real life. There's like two that I'm like, oh my God, she responded. But I haven't struggled to meet people virtually because it really is not my way. I do need the in-person, the something, I don't strike up a conversation that leads to more conversation. But I do think that I've watched it play interesting in friendships. And people get really hung up on certain things that, I don't know, sometimes I get worried for us as folks of, you know, like, oh, this person didn't post me on the birthday or the trips that happen across social media. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. I could imagine that I felt like I've known you since I was 19 years old and I'm a tweak out because you didn't post me on my birthday on social media. Like that feels very wild to me, but I also know that that's where we're seen to be as a society in this moment, and it's very scary. But yeah, I don't know, I told y'all before, I was like, it's not an easy, the friend thing ain't easy for me. Even if we chop it up and we cool and we hang out, it still take a bit to be like, oh, that's my friend. Like trying to think of the last friends that I've met, and I think we've become friends over like time and working together, really, but like it was time put in there and getting to know each other, and then it's like, ah, that's my friend. I don't know, it finds very difficult to try to do that virtually for me. I feel you, Queen Pia, being like a little introverted, even though people tell me I'm not, but I'm just like, I don't like to talk to people.
But you do talk to people. I feel like
I do.
I'm not the one that will make introductions. People talk to me. Like, that's how it goes. I don't go up to people. I don't talk to them. I will sit in the room and stare at people like.
And it's crazy because you got like 8,000 friends compared to me. I told you I got like 5.
Listen, and everywhere I go, I say, I don't want no more friends. And then I make friends. Now, I will say this. Oh, listen, we have a P, you know, there was one young lady we worked with who became our friend, or at least an acquaintance for you. She told me we was going to be friends. She said she saw me and I'm going to talk to her and she's going to be my friend. I said, wait. I said, yeah, yes, yes. She said that because she said you were stone faced. You look mean as hell. But she said, for some reason, you look like you got good qualities. What? How you know? I mean, and I am a good friend. She saw me, she saw my life, but I was like, girl, I want to talk to me. Cause I'll be like, I made all intention not to talk to people at that job with all that bacchanal that was going on there. But that's a whole other story.
But I think that's the sign, right? That you give off that. And then there is something about you that you do not see, your, like you don't see it cause you're not looking at yourself from like an external view. That gives something off that people feel comfortable. You gotta own that. You are right. You like the people come to me. I'm not seeking them out. But there is something, you got that soul glow that people are like, ooh, let me go see what she doing over there.
And then you guess.
Be like, hello.
Look, I guess. But I will say this, right? And just to stick at the topic, and I know that we're gonna wrap up soon, but having moved to another state, you know, I didn't have friends here, and I was very, very keen on not making friends because I said I got 50,000 friends, I got like 9 godchildren. I'm like, I don't want to collect no more because everybody want me to be the godmother. I know, look, I'm walking around like rich auntie, but I ain't rich, okay? So, but what I realized, that I'm glad I did this. I'm not for the interwebs either and making friendships on the interwebs. And this online dating thing is an interesting piece too, but that's a whole nother topic. I guess we could talk about that another time. But something told me internally, you talk about a gut, something told me internally, you should make one or two friends while you're in this new state, because you may want to go to brunch. You may want to do this. They don't have to be best friends, but they can be like going out or, you know, just casual, but someone to talk, because you have your best friends you can talk about. You got six of them you can talk to, right? And a host of countless close friends I have too. So what I ended up doing is I joined a group on Facebook. I joined three groups on Facebook. This was not like me, right? One of my best friends convinced me, because she's more social and be talking to people randomly and doing all of that. And, you know, she's been on the show before, Queen M, Ms. Michaela from Styling Vibes. And she said, listen, H, you should join a group and make friends. She said, even if it's just cordial to talk here and there and do things with, you want to have like a little something, maybe one or two, that's fine. I said, oh, child. So I mustered up the courage, because I really don't like to talk to people. And I joined these three groups. Two have to do with being transplants to the state, and one has to do with social work. And I met a group of friends through this transplant group on Facebook, and we actually became pretty decent. I met my real estate agent through that, and we became friends. So one of my favorite bakers here, we became friends. We had a walk-in group and all this other kind of stuff. And they've been really good women to enjoy and get to know. And guess what? They not even Black. And that was a shock to me. Okay, because when I joined this group, the Black girls wasn't talking to me. So that's a whole nother topic too, because I believe the Black girls be discriminated. If you ain't looking like them, I ain't have no 52-inch bust down or whatever they called that. They wasn't trying to talk to me. I wasn't talking about drinking and going to brunch and stuff like that in my little post. They wasn't talking to me. It was the others that talked to me, and they was actually not. I said, wait, hold on. That's a whole nother topic. Okay, y'all don't know. Okay, because I have my own feelings about friendships and across certain different cultures and races because of some of the experience I've had. But they've been very genuine women. I'll say this. They have. And we're a mixed group. They're not all one, you know, but we're a mixed group. But I'm the only Black. I'll say that, which is very interesting to me. I've never had this situation. If y'all could see my face, I have never emphasized this. Had this situation, but it's been very interesting and different meeting friends on the internet, but we get together. So I'm not making no more friends on the interwebs. No. This is it. I got them. If I meet people, it will be in person. And if we strike up a friendship, then that's nice. I'm not even in the groups no more because I don't need no more. I'm good. I got enough going on in my life. So yeah, sorry. You know, I'd be going off. All right.
I will add that, you know, and the ones that we do have and the existing friendships, like, let's just reflect to the days that social media was not here. Because it should not be any type of priority in that relationship whatsoever. And feelings should not be caught, because, like, folks use their stuff for many different reasons. You know how many times, like, you post something because it resonated with you and people in your phone, like, happen, thinking, like, I don't know, you're like, your world is on fire, and it's just like, girl, do you know me? Like, if my world was on fire, I'm not coming on here to put my world into fire. So, like, this doesn't even need a conversation. I just chuckled and thought it was funny and then reposted it. Ain't no subs, ain't no nothing happening here, because if we're going to do all of that, we either going to put the people we talking about on there, or we're going to go deal with it in real life, but we're not doing the extra. And it just, you know, it got to a place. And I could say that the core solid friends, I don't think that has played a part in any of our friendships, or at least that I'm not aware that there's any kind of like social media kind of influence in it. I think we all understand each other's personalities and who's on it and who's not on it, who maybe has one, but all they do is scroll through other stuff. They not posting nothing. They live there. They don't even live there, really. We know who's really throwing stuff up. We know who's not. Like, it functions as, you know, one of the six conversations we're having simultaneously throughout the day, because we're talking to the same exact people in a text thread, in one group chat over there, in another group. I think me and Queen H is in like 2 to 3 separate group chats and sometimes circle the same meme in all the group chats all over the place. But, you know, I think, like, for me, it would be scary if that crept up into our relationship and became a thing. Because then I would have some pause and be like, I don't know what's going on here now. Because since when we do this? Same real life. So don't let it take over. It's my piece of advice.
I appreciate that piece of advice, Queen S. I absolutely agree. It ain't real life. I still find it strange, and this is my lack of social skills, that people would be vexed about what you're posting on the internet and they know you in real life. It's like there's a disconnect for me about, like, the ability to facilitate real, make believe, like, what's happening here. There's confusion. Like Queen S said, confusion. Okay, well, Queen S, before we wrap up, is there anything you think the people in them should know?
The same way you got some plants or kids or anything that grows and you have to nurture it, nurture your friendships too. Be willing to grow with them. Understand that as time goes on, you get older, decades change, the person changes, and that core doesn't change, but something about them gets more solidified and adjusted in the world. And maybe they're doing some internal work to figure out who they are. And just giving each other some grace to be like, I'm gonna grow with you, shorty. And if you know that it's time and your little gut person is like, yeah, trust him or her. And it's okay. They, what they say, not everybody's supposed to go with you. And sometimes not everybody's supposed to go with you. It's a season. And then sometimes people ride out all the seasons. And then, you know, we twerking at somebody's funeral or something. That's our last wishes.
You know me so well. Twerk at my funeral. Well, thank you so much, Queen S, for coming on and sharing your thoughts. And everybody have a good day. Thanks for listening.
If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.